Hello out there, and welcome to the Danny.
Yeah, Rihanna Show. This is Danny Pena, Rihanna's husband.
And this is Rihanna Emanuel Pena, Danny's wife. Plus a special guest, Danny?
Yeah, we finally made the announcement. We're going to have a baby this October. Super, super excited about this. Baby boy, baby boy. Yeah, we've been keeping on the reps for a while.
Well,
I'm very happy that we finally are starting to talk about it publicly, because you know we're going to an event very soon in a couple of days, so you could tell that Ree's pregnant. So
a bit. So player four is loading right now, and as this is not my first pregnancy, I am showing already. I'm a little bit further along physically this time around, so my belly is popped out, and one of our friends joked that like we've been doing really great with our camera angles because you haven't been able to explicitly tell that I'm bigger than usual. But yeah, we are so excited for baby boy to be joining our family, and today we'll be talking about how that has impacted our move.
Yes, I know people are going to be asking. Look, so wait. I know you guys are planning to move to Punta Cana in the future. So that means you're going to have the baby in Punta Cana, in the Dominican Republic. We've been going back and forth for a bit, right, Ree?
So to kind of give a broad idea of all of the different scenarios Danny and I have been kicking around for so many months now, as we've been planning this move for years at this point. We had been trying to conceive for a long time, but when we weren't sure it was going to happen, we said, okay, we need to sell our house here in Southern California, and then we would make plans to start the build process for our forever home in Punta Cana. While we're in transition, we'd rent, right? So either renting here in California. At one point, we considered, do we rent in Las Vegas, where my mom and our, you know, easy childcare options are? Do we rent in DR? Do we go over early and rent there while the house is being built? And the timing of all of that was so up in the air because we weren't sure, do we want to do the cheaper rent when we, you know, well, basically staying for free at family's house, or do we want to cut our ties to the U.S. earlier and stop paying for our health insurance, like ditch one of our cars, like lower our monthly impact, and then just go to Punta Cana now? Do we want to hang back for the rest of the year? Like we were so back and forth because everything was so fluctuating. And now our plans have crystallized because we are making the decision to have our second child here in the States. And that was not an easy decision.
It wasn't. Again, we were going back and forth about this. So originally, besides that, we were talking about, Ree, I know I was debating, does it make sense for baby to be born in DR? Or here in the States, you know, we were talking about it. And, you know, based on, here's the main reason why everything changed for us is because with everything that's happening now here in the States, when it comes to like the government, I'm trying not to get into the politics or anything like that. But that was a very important conversation for us to have, because what if, you know, we have our child over there and then it will be a longer process just to, you know, paperwork for our baby to become a citizen, you know, because there is ways to do it. I know there's like embassies around the world and everything, right? But with everything going on, we're like, we just didn't want to take the risk. Like, you know, is it going to take longer? It's not going to happen. I'd rather have our baby here. And then once the timing is right, we can move to Dominican Republic and stay at a place rental spot until our house is officially built, you know. So it was a very difficult decision because we really wanted to leave as soon as possible, but
and not just for the citizenship reason, which is kind of like I would say it's tied for number one for me, at least.
Yeah.
The second reason that I feel strongly about having our baby here is our healthcare provider. And it's kind of a conundrum because Black maternal outcomes are not very strong here in the United States, whether you ascribe it to any particular reason. Black mothers die more often in childbirth and have more complications in the U.S. than people of Asian descent, people of Latino descent, and people of Caucasian descent. It's just a fact. And it's something that was really on the top of our minds when we had our first child. And we specifically sought out OBs and an office that had Black women as doctors. And we were so, so excited that the place we ended up finding here, it was over in Pasadena, California, had several. And we saw so many of them. We had a Black midwife. We had two Black OBs and two OBs of color, all as part of the practice. And we felt so heard and so understood. And our delivery with Violet was very complicated. There are many points of critical decision making that we had to make. Mm-hmm. And at every turn, I felt safe and well cared for. And that is something that you don't always get as a guarantee. And I am very, very confident in the doctor we have this time around, mm-hmm. a different practice. That practice is unfortunately no longer around. And mm-hmm. our doctor now, I feel very safe with. I feel very heard. I feel very understood. It being our second time delivering a child, it's not as touch and go with a lot of the questions that we have. But you never know how a delivery is going to go. And it really is a life and death, like, what is it? Life and death, what is it called? Diagnosis or medical event? It can be scary. And for me, having been through both a birth and a loss, I'm a little nervous about it. And so having somebody who has had several kids and a practice that can support high-risk pregnancies is really, really critical. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, I know that's not always something you can depend on having here in the United States. And so the thought of trying to find all of that in a new country with everything else being new, like new systems, new insurance, new emergency contact plans, like new roads, like new, mm-hmm. not new language, but a different primary language. It's a little too much for me to feel comfortable with right now. And I wish it were different because one of the counterpoints to all of this is, good Lord, is it a lot more affordable in the Dominican Republic?
Very much, very much. And yeah, that's the thing too. Like, you know, we talked about that several times. Like, it's going to be a little bit different, of course, but it's cheaper. You know, we actually talked to people that are in the medical field that lives and work over there. And there's a lot that used to do the same thing over here as doctors, nurses, and so on. And now they live in the Dominican Republic in different cities, in Santiago, the capital, Santo Domingo, or Punta Cana, where they're doing the same practice over there. So, you know, we've been asking questions, a lot of questions to people that we know, our contacts over there, and they've been giving us advice and also recommendations. That's something that I love about DR. Referrals over there is always family and friends, like, hey, recommending, hey, you should go to this place, this spot, or work with this person and so on. So that's something that we're still working on it, you know, but you're right, Ree, like, compare. To how much the cost over here is crazy, you know.
So
but
we can do a little show and tell.
Yeah, yeah. But I just want to say one more thing. Like,
yeah,
you know, we're still planning to move to the Dominican Republic. That's going to happen.
Yes.
You know, again, when the time is right, because, you know, we can't just like, okay, born, let's go to DR the next day. We can't do that. You know,
we got to get a couple shots, you know.
Couple shots.
Figure out the new sleep schedule for all four of us.
Yeah, and not only that. Not only because of baby, but also you have to recover. Like it's some time, but we're very excited for the future. We're very excited to make the move, and we're excited to raise our kids abroad in a totally different country, you know. That's, I think, the most exciting part about this journey with our family. So I can't wait. Very excited.
Yeah. So this isn't the end of the episode.
No, at all.
We're going to go ahead and do a little bit of sharing. As we've done before, we really like to share the research that we've come up with, because making all of these decisions is not easy. And if there's even one person out there who ever has the same dilemma that we have, here's a little bit of context. So this is from InStyleInvestments.com. You take this with a grain of salt. This is an investment primarily an investment resource, but they do give some broad strokes of how much healthcare costs can add up to in Dominican Republic. And this is pretty recent. This is as of this year, 2026. So average private healthcare, this is not public healthcare, this is private healthcare without insurance, with private insurance. A doctor's visit could cost up to $70. Emergency room, about $300. X-rays and labs, anywhere from $40 to $150. A minor surgery can be up to $3,000, which I've heard in different examples. We heard somebody talking about an eye surgery on a channel we watched recently. They said all of the different stages of the eye surgery, so several different visits, several operations, altogether was about $2,000-something. So that fits with the research here. A private hospital stay, between $150 and $400 a night. And for maternity delivery, up to $1,500. And the cost of health insurance, from pretty much everywhere we've seen, all of the quotes we've started to reach out for, are about $100 a person for the type of coverage we would want, right? We'd want to be able to go to doctors anytime we want. We'd be able to message them anytime we need to through WhatsApp. Prescriptions would be provided, consultations, preventative care, not just emergency care. And also adding on international insurance would be about the same amount for any international coverage. So I want to show you two plans that we're actually considering, because this is the health insurance that we probably will go with. This is from Humano, and this is the Platinum Insurance, their most premium product for, this is just for one individual. The limit per case would be 3 million Dominican pesos for the entire labor and delivery costs. So to give you an idea of how much that is about $50,000 for whatever happens during your labor and delivery. I don't know what different cases people might have, but with Dominican pricing for the healthcare that they have, that'd cover anything that we could see coming up for sure.
Very much. Yep, very much.
Including anything that happened to me last time. And at minimum, this is their, what is this, the Health Plus, their lowest cost plan, would cover 1 million Dominican pesos worth of interventions, and that's 16,000. Once again, if you keep in mind that a typical labor and delivery only costs $1,500, this will cover it. And so
100%,
With your premium, there might be some charges for the food while you're in the hospital, but in general, the hospital is covered, the doctors, the surgeries, the medicine, and the actual delivery. Unlike here in the United States, where all of that is broken out to different providers, and potentially the anesthesiologist has a different charge, as we are unfortunately painfully aware of, the ambulance has a different charge, which is very high for what we went through. You just get one bill. And it's pretty low compared to what we have here. So another anecdotal case that we've heard from, shout out to Dominican Bridge, which is another great channel that Danny and I have been watching. They said they paid maybe a couple $100 at most for the food that they had while they were in the hospital. And that's it.
Everything else
is covered. If you compare that to what we have experienced, our bill was without insurance, of course, $140,000. I want to say. Our insurance.
I'm still in shock. I'm like, that's a lot, man. Yeah.
Yes. But. And this was for our emergency. So not a delivery. This was ectopic pregnancy surgery and some blood transfusions and stuff. But just to give you an idea of a emergency hospital visit, which, you know, this is the type of charge we're looking at. We ended up owing, I want to say, somewhere around $6,000 total.
Mm-hmm.
And that is just for the hospital. There's also the ambulance, which is $2,500. There's also the anesthesiologist. There's also the prescription. So there is a lot of additional charges on top of that. And it adds up to so much money. And obviously, this is a huge factor we considered. Because, you know, this is real dollars and cents. It impacts our ability to move. It impacts our ability to take care of our family. And staying here and having a kid is more than I want to pay. It really is. Mm-hmm. However, again, we weighed the pros and cons. And unfortunately, if permanent citizenship is not 100% guaranteed for everyone in our family, this is the real life impact of the type of decisions people in the federal government are making. So This is our choice. This is the call. And we just got to suck it up, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just for a couple months. You know, I know we always highlight us excited about the move. You know, even our daughter, she's always bringing it up. So when we're going to Punta Cana, she's always bringing it up. No
always.
Lie. Always. She's super excited. She loved staying with her for the, you know, back in July and then December. You know, we want to take her again, hopefully at the end of the year. But, you know, we just got to be there for a couple more months. I mean, be here for a couple more months and then we'll make the decision when to move. But, you know, that's another thing that we would love to cover here is to show the process of us packing up and getting ready to move and then travel, you know, with our kids. Now one, but now two. It's going to be a lot of work. And talk about the process of everything, you know, sending all of our stuff from here to Los Angeles to...
How we even decide what to send DR. Where at each stage. Because we have a move out of the house stage, but stay in California. Then we have a send some stuff and move to DR, but rent there. And then there's move into the house once it's built. So it's almost like three moves.
It's a lot.
Kind of.
It's a lot of stuff you have to do. I'm telling you, people are going to be surprised the type of videos content that you guys are going to get to see. Because it's real life. Like, people think it's just like, hey, we're just going to move. And no, there is a process. It's a long process. But I know at the end of the day, we're going to be so happy once everything is just like everything is there. We have our house. We have our kids there. Like, it's just going to be super exciting. It's going to be worth it. Yeah. So,
yeah. And life is messy, you know, and what is it? We make plans and God laughs. Like things happen when they happen. And we're so, so, so excited to welcome baby boy to our family. And, you know, we'll have just an extra set of hands and eyes and ears and mouth to feed when we finally make that one-way flight. And I couldn't be more excited. We've been wanting this for a very long time. And I'm just so grateful that it's happening and that we're healthy and that it can still work. Because maybe we're here a little bit longer than we thought we would be. But we'll still all be together, and you know, family's growing, and that's a huge blessing.
Yeah, and also thanks to everyone that have been reaching out, sending us messages, social media, texts, phone calls. It's a lot, because you know we kept it very small. The people that heard about the news, you know, it was very, very small. But we're happy. We're very happy. I'm excited. Yeah. This whole process again, you know, pregnancy and everything. And look, we're actually going to be attending multiple events this year. And the difference is Ree is going to be, you know, pregnancy-wise, more weeks than the previous one. by like the time we went to these events at that time with Violet?
So Violet was born middle of November.
Mid of November.
Baby boys due middle of October. So we're a little...
A month ahead.
It's almost the same schedule as the year I was pregnant with Violet, with all of our work events that happen at the same time every year. Just I'm a little bit further along this time around. So yeah, it'll be familiar, honestly. Just kind of cool.
Now, one question, Ree, before we wrap this up. You know, I know we went to a couple events last year where you were pregnant. What is it that you have learned from that, now going to the second time, being pregnant again and going to all these events, work events again? You know, is it going to be something different or what for you?
You mean when I was pregnant with Violet?
When you were pregnant with Violet.
So not last year. That was 3 years
ago. Yeah. Almost 2.5 years ago. There you go. Not 3.
It'll be 3 years. Yeah. I was pregnant before she was born. But I don't remember which event was the first that we knew. I know we went to your cousin's wedding and found out soon after that. And
you went to PAX East.
I went to PAX East and I had to hide it from a lot of really good friends. And I couldn't drink, obviously, and had to hide that from a lot of really good friends, which was challenging for sure. But truthfully, I did also get food poisoning at the beginning of my pregnancy with Violet. So it was easy to just blame that. I was like, yeah, I've been so sick lately. I can't.
But people didn't believe it. They're like,
No, people believed.
They did? Okay. Because it was for real that she got sick.
I actually did. The only time I threw up the whole time. And I haven't thrown up this time either. Thank goodness. But I know the kind of like the big moment was Summer Game Fest in June, where I was very visibly pregnant and was so excited to wear like maternity type clothes. Not necessarily stuff sold in the maternity section, but clothes that showed off my belly. And we took a picture of you snuggling with my belly in front of the Summer Game Fest step and repeat. And it's still one of my favorite pictures of us.
We got to do number two.
The three of us of our family. And it was cool. I would say it's helpful that a lot of folks in the games industry are so great about accessibility and accommodating people who need different physical aids. And there were only a handful of times when like I needed to sit down that there weren't any chairs available. Someone brought it out to me. You know what I mean? There's only a handful of times when I had to go upstairs and it was hard because I was tired and it was hot in the middle of summer and in LA and I'm all big and heavy. So that I needed more water than usual, which meant obviously I'm peeing more than usual. So I got to take breaks in the middle of presentations sometimes. And everybody was very understanding. No one's going to be pissed at you for being
pregnant. Of course not. No, of course not.
It was a great experience, and I will say there are other events that maybe weren't as successful at that. Summer Game Fest was really great. And, I'm excited to go through it all again and see what the reaction is. I'm sure it'll be slightly less, like we've done it before. I'm sure there'll be a lot of questions about how this impacts the move. But, of course, everybody who's on this journey with us here on the show and on the channel, we're really excited to share it with you, breaking news and what this means. And the plan is still to kick out of here in December with the two kiddos now, and see what we can whip up in DR.
Yeah, I remember one thing that it was around that time too when you were pregnant, and it was further along, like it was getting close to birth, so. Believe Microsoft had an event for Forza Motorsport at that time. Yeah. And we went to the car museum here in Los Angeles. And
automobile history
museum, something like that. Yeah.
It's really cool. It's
really, really cool. It's like right in front of the Academy of Pictures. Wait, what's it called? The Motion Pictures Academy. There you go. It's across
Peterson
the street.
Peterson Automotive Museum.
There you go. So
in Los Angeles.
So we went to the event, and I requested a wheelchair because I was like, "There's no way Rhea's gonna walk around the museum now. And yeah, that's how we did it. We went all over the museums. You had a great time, you know.
There were a couple of thresholds that you had to wheel me over. Like, you know, where like a glass enclosure had a little bar underneath it to make sure the door could lock.
Yeah.
And there were a couple where it stopped the wheelchair a little bit. I almost fell out.
That was scary. But overall, it was fine.
Overall, it was great. But yeah. That was funny.
Yeah.
It was funny than anything. Because I can, of course, catch myself. But yeah, I couldn't do a whole day at a museum at that point. I was extremely pregnant.
Yeah. All right. So before we wrap it up, we just want to show you the pictures that we took for our announcement, social media announcement. So
yeah, and if you don't follow us, you can catch me on pretty much everything at Rianna MP. That's RIANAMP. And Danny on most social media as Godfrey, GODFREE.
Yeah, just look me up. Just look Danny Payne, you will find me. So this is the pictures here. We took this. A lot of people don't know this, but this was the same spot that Rhea and I usually will get to hang out before Riley was born. We get to hang out here when we first moved to the area that we live in here in Los Angeles. And for Mother's Day, we went to the same spot. Rhea was pregnant with Violet. And we didn't say anything. We just took the picture and we posted online, you know, trying to give a hint to people before we made the announcement. With Violet. And we were like, hey, we should go to the same spot and take a picture to the same location. And that's what we did. The same chairs and everything, too. So so this is Violet. Violet was very excited. Mm-hmm. Took us a while to take a pretty good picture of Violet because she was moving around everywhere.
It's so hard to get her to look at the camera. She just wanted to go to the playground, which she did immediately after.
She was like, done? Okay, bye. And she left. And right here, that's the playground.
Yeah, the playground in the background there. She did a great job.
Yeah, she did a pretty good job here. And this is it. So, yeah, this is cool, Reef. I'm excited for the next chapter. This is awesome.
Absolutely. Just in time. Yeah. Literally, like, right at the buzzer before we're kicking out of here.
Yep. Anything else, Reef, before we wrap it up? Oh! We forgot to mention, thank you everyone for subscribing. Thank you so much. Please continue subscribing to the channel. Now we have like 845, I believe, subscribers.
We are 845 right now.
We're trying to reach 1,000 or even more, of course. But if you can, if you haven't had the opportunity, please subscribe and spread the word about the show.
Yeah.
Now, we've been talking about this for a couple of weeks now. We're planning to have guests on the show. We haven't done this at all. It's always been Ree and I the whole time. So we're planning to have some guests to talk about different topics. And one of them is how, you know, the moving process or living in the American Republic. It's going to be great. You'll see.
Yeah. And that'll be very soon.
Very, very soon. Very, very soon. Anything else?
That's it. Stay tuned, you guys. There's a lot happening and we are going to share with you how we're managing it all. Every step of the way.
Yep. Well, stay tuned, everyone. Until next time, we're out. Bye.